Welcome to Season 3 of E-Commerce Fastlane, Episode 76.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
Thanks for listening in today. This episode is brought to you by Just Uno, an incredible Shopify app. Do you want your on-site lead capture to drive more revenue, delight shoppers, and convert more visitors? Then you have to check out Just Uno. They're an on-site visitor conversion platform that has been designed to help businesses like you collect more leads and take their customer journey to the next level. You want to learn even more? You should totally check out episode 21, where I've interviewed the co-founder and CEO, Eric Christensen, about how retailers can maximize their traffic and revenue and stop leaving money on the table. You know, getting the promotional strategy isn't always easy, and that's where Just Uno Plus comes in. You get exclusive access to AI-powered product recommendations, plus a dedicated conversion strategist for support and optimization. And for listeners looking to take their business to the next level, Just Uno is now offering 15% off exclusively for e-commerce Fastlane listeners. So go to justuno.com, use the coupon code Fastlane15. That will give you 15% off, and you can start optimizing your conversion rate today. Hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. New episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify. Or you can also sign up online at ecommercefastlane.com and be notified when a new show is being released. Now, my guest on today's episode is Chase Harmer, and he's the CEO of a brand called Pay Certify. They have a lot of very unique processes and systems, almost modules from within their organization that they can really help Shopify brands. One is a cash management solution, which is a virtual credit card type system. They have a few other fraud protection systems. They've got a lot of other interesting things built into their platform. You'll understand more about Chase's journey and why he actually built this company. Pretty exciting. So I'm glad to be able to share this today. So hi, Chase. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Thanks so much, Steve. Happy to be here.
On a high level first, like, what do you believe Pay Certify does, and what sort of problems is it solving for Shopify brands?
In today's economy, where business owners are all coming into, well, we're in the new wave of what the e-commerce is. E-commerce is just starting to grow, and I think we're at the forefront of what's going to be an amazing journey for this ecosystem that we call e-commerce. But I started in e-commerce probably back in about we've been in payments since about 2004. And really what we were trying to do is build a platform that adds value to e-commerce brands. And essentially, there's a lot of different things that e-commerce companies have to manage. You have to manage your outside vendors. You have to manage your payments. You have to manage the fraud, the people that are trying to attack you. But also, how do you make more money with the same consumers that you're pushing through the funnel, right? And that's everybody's kind of objective, is to monetize and be able to make more money through the same consumers. And I think we built our journey, and what we've tried to accomplish is try to build a platform that allows merchants to make more money with the same consumers that they're pushing through the funnel, but also give them the ability to monitor and reduce the friction at the point of sale and protect their payments so that way they make more of the money that they're putting out there in the e-commerce economy that we call it.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, I had an opportunity to present this particular solution to one of my merchants, and I'm going to dig into that a little bit later. So let's talk about your journey. I guess, you know, you mentioned a little bit that you've been involved for quite a few years in this kind of payment space, but can you dig a little deeper and just curious about, you know, like what do you believe positions you maybe in the founding team to be experts and to want to even have the desire and then have the brain power to even want to build a platform like this?
Sure. Well, when I was 19, I had a full track scholarship at Cal Poly, and I dropped out and I started in payments when I was 19. So, knocking on doors, trying to build a business that way. Obviously, we were really focused on retail, and I had the opportunity to build a very large portfolio inside of the hotel business. And what actually we learned from that space, payments was just more of a commodity type tool. So we're trying to build something to actually add value to the platform. And what we did was we were able to tie consumers to transactions to eliminate the no-shows at hotels. Once we figured out how to do that, we did realize there was a much bigger opportunity inside of the e-commerce space. And we transitioned over to the online travel agency space. So we had the opportunity really to work with some of the largest merchants in the world, processing billions of dollars of payments, but really it's a whole unique, different type of system. So in the online travel agency space, they're paying airlines, they are paying hotels, they're paying rental cars, and they're doing it all in one-to-one transactions. And if you've ever thought about how when you book a ticket at Expedia or Booking.com or any one of those third-party booking engines, that you get issued a ticket in real time, even though they're not the airline and the money hasn't settled. Well, right. That's really how we actually came up with the concept of the one-to-one payments and really just a full ecosystem front to back of supporting that type of transaction. So when a consumer comes into the system and they actually make a payment, we're able to issue an actual payment to the airline in real time. And by paying that airline, we create an interchange, and that interchange we give back to our consumers. And all the while, we wanted to not only solve that particular problem of the airline ticket, but offset the cost of processing transactions. Because when we pay that airline in real time, we're creating that interchange, but we're offsetting the cost to process transactions on the front end. So really we really only figured that out by working with some of the largest merchants in the world. And they just operate their business differently. But mm-hmm. What we learned from that space, we were able to take down to the e-commerce space for merchants selling tangible goods online and really integrate that same one-to-one payment principle with our virtual card platform, which we call our cash management system. So processing piece of what we do is just, it's not really our focus. Our focus is in actually creating more revenue and obviously paying commissions and third-party vendors in real time. And that's not what we sought off to do, but what we learned in the travel agency business, which we were able to apply down in the e-commerce space, because there's such a huge opportunity here where merchants are positioned between a consumer and the third party. So it just makes total sense of what we created and the adoption of what we can do for e-commerce merchants with this platform became a very compelling idea just to us. That's a long way of actually.
Yeah. And that's good though, because that's the reason why I didn't do an intro. It may appear to be complex, but I think you've kind of distilled it down into a couple very unique solutions that can really help people. So let's talk about the first one. I mean, the second one is more the virtual credit card for expenses and then getting a rebate back based on expenses, which we'll talk about that. And I'll talk about a story that happened recently with a merchant that I managed. But on the other side is the payment side. So I think most merchants are hovering around, between maybe 2% or 2.1% is what they're paying, either Shopify payment, maybe 2.9 is high, or PayPal. So they're paying that, and that's typically a cost of doing business. So what you're suggesting is PayCertify has a solution that can help reduce that 2.1 or 2.9% and give some of that money back. So can you dig into a little deeper about, I guess, the nuts and bolts and how that actually happens?
Sure. Well, I mean, that's what's exciting, right? Because no matter every processor, every merchant's going to incur a cost to process transactions. And it's a cost. I mean, no matter what, at the end of the day, it's something that's going to be on your P&L and your balance sheet that shows up. And how do we actually change that into a profitable line item on the P&L or actually remove it? That's the thing. So what we've actually done and what we learned from the travel space is how to acquire transactions for less money. And we do that by shifting the liability to the issuer. So we actually get a raw cost of interchange reduction. But not only that, basically offsetting the cost entirely by creating the interchange on the backside of a transaction when we pay that vendor and utilize it to offset the cost on the front side. So if you take 2.9, for example, right, 2.9%, any merchant that's paying 2.9%, they're paying that because consumers are going through and spending money, right? Let's just take DoorDash for an example. Okay. I'll use DoorDash as an example because it's kind of relevant. Everybody utilizes it, buys food online, right? But it's actually a service that's between a consumer and a third party. DoorDash is not making the food. Okay. So the third party is a restaurant or some sort of food chain that they're buying the product from. Okay. So if you're buying, if you're any merchant that's actually buying or spending money at a third party vendor, you have to pay them at some point, whether you're paying them weekly, you're paying them daily, but you're paying them. Okay. Right. So what we actually do is we can take a payment in real time, right when it comes in from a consumer, and then we can create a card on the backside of that transaction, and we can pay multiple people, not just a restaurant, but I can pay the driver in real time. I can pay, you know, I can put the commission down to DoorDash, and I can also pay the restaurant in real time. Most restaurants in this particular scenario are getting paid weekly. So it's a definite advantage to be utilizing our apps so that the restaurant can get paid. Now, when I pay that third-party restaurant, I'm utilizing a high-cost corporate card. Okay, so
right.
What that means is that even though, see, would you rather pay 2.9% and actually, or would you rather just get your payments weekly through an ACH? Most people would rather get paid immediately.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
So this is the rub, right? So, okay, well, yeah, he is the third-party vendor. Yes, are they paying a fee? Absolutely. But they're getting the money right away. And they're and by doing that, we take most of that interchange because I'm the issuer, right? So if I'm issuing that payment, I'm actually creating that interchange. I pay that restaurant. I'm actually grabbing that interchange, and then I'm giving it back to the merchant on the front side. So if he's paying 2.9 or 2.1, that's still a cost, right?
Right.
And 2.1% for a big brand, that's a fantastic rate, right? Shopify payments, you guys have a great low-cost flat rate, but it's still a cost, right? So right. This allows anybody that has that's between a consumer and that third party, we can utilize this in real time, pay people in real time. But when we pay those people in real time, we're creating that interchange, and I'm able to use that interchange to offset the front-loaded cost, whether there's a 2.1 or a 2.9. So at the end of the day, if they're doing this on a one-to-one payment scale, at the end, when it's all said and done, you're maybe paying 50 to 60 basis points instead of a 2.1, 2.2. And this is something that any brand can incorporate. There's ways to do this on a one-to-one. Some one-to-one payments don't necessarily work depending on the business model, but this actually works for the majority of businesses that are selling online today, actually, because they're not creating this out of their own pocket. They're usually utilizing or selling a service or a product that's not one-to-one.
You know what I find too? I have a lot of brands that are currently in the subscription-based model through Shopify. Now, Shopify as a payment that doesn't have tokenization, so they're not doing subscriptions. So typically through either Bold Cashier or through Recharge Payments. So that's typically the connection. Then through Stripe or through Authorize.net. And however that's connected with Recharge, they're the ones that have the token and are able to consistently bill, you know, monthly or quarterly and however they do it. And so it sounds like an interesting opportunity. People get involved in subscriptions for that reason, because they're planning lifetime value and they're planning just the overall revenue of a particular customer. And so it sounds like there's a great opportunity with PayCertify in the subscription-based model too.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, and we can tokenize and redo reoccurring payments. And the really cool thing about what we've done in the cash management system is you can also utilize this to create loyalty, right? For instance, we have a big merchant. They're a shipping merchant, right? They actually they do packaging and shipping for e-commerce brands. Okay, now this is a really cool way what they're doing, and this is just to give some ideas about how you can utilize this as a platform. Let's say that you're loading up $10,000 into the platform to do all your shipping and your packaging and all that. Now, if you put that $10,000 into the platform, this platform, they package it up, and then they'll utilize a shipping carrier to actually ship the product, right? UPS, FedEx, whatever. So when they actually pay that vendor, they're utilizing virtual cards. And what we do is we say, hey, listen, you got about 2% that we're going to give you because your volume, we're going to offset. And this is all tiered out based upon volume. So let's assume they're doing enough volume to get 2% on the back end, right? So if he's getting 2% on the back end, he actually takes 1% and he 1% and he puts that in his pocket because he's making additional money on the money that he's spending.
Right.
But then the additional 1% he puts in there as a credit for his clients to go in there and utilize on their next purchase. So essentially he's recycling his own money on the interchange because he's doing that, but he's creating loyalty from the clients that are spending money at his place. So that 1% goes into their dashboard and they're able to apply it to the next payment, right? So you can also utilize the interchange to create loyalty in the platforms that you guys are trying to represent, right? Whatever that is, shipping, manufacturing, or whatever. So there's other ways to do it that that create that loyalty as well, because there's that additional revenue that you guys that never existed before.
Right. And so, and is that part of the solution of the cash management solution, meaning that you are able to create virtual cards instead of, you know, and I, you know, I'll back up and tell you a quick story. So a brand that I manage, very large brand, and they had a solution where they said, okay, well, we're going to use our American Express card as the payment for Shopify Plus, sure, and any other expenses they had, both UPS, Facebook, Google, and all the expenses they had. They had quite a few expenses they had, like buying boxes from Uline and everything. And so we're talking, you know, $1 million or more. It's a large brand every quarter. And what happened was the card got compromised, and then that had one single card. Now, the owner was quite happy with the significant amount of points that he was generating on this American Express card. So he was quite happy with that, some selfish personal benefits of being an owner using a dedicated card, fair enough. But then on the flip side, though, the nightmare chain reaction that happened, because this primary card used for all your expenses, you think you're being crafty and smart and you're making it easier for your accountant, but the reality is, you know, because you're having all your expenses all in one summarized bill, the reality is that, you know, cards get compromised. The internet is, you know, I just read something recently that Desjardins Bank just got, I don't know, 4 million accounts just compromised recently. This was, you know, as of November 1st, 2019. So it's insane the amount of things that can happen. And so share with us about kind of how this virtual card system works differently now, and how people can get money back now based on putting these virtual cards into their expenses.
Absolutely. Well, this is actually one of the really cool ways that you can utilize it. In fact, we do it in our own business, and I used to use an Amex as well. And you know, earning points is cool, but I had almost 1 million points and I don't even use them. So like, what good is the points?
Not actually utilizing them. Fair enough.
So, I mean, I'd rather have the cash. But here's a good story is that in last month, we actually had 70 reoccurring payments. We actually have 70 reoccurring payments for our business. I made $6,000 on a reoccurring payment last month, right? $6,000 on it. But the cool thing is that all 70 of those, right? So if any of those cards got compromised for whatever reason, I could just call that one vendor and just replace it instantaneously. When you have 70 reoccurring payments, like the guy that had the Amex, even though he was earning those points, that's 70 vendors, right? So essentially, if something goes wrong or the card's compromised, you're calling 70 people to update your stuff. Yeah. I mean, that's its own problem, you know, and in addition to that, you know, is Amex is great, but it is points related. And if you're not utilizing your points like normal, you know, then it doesn't really do you too much good. You can utilize cold hard cash inside of your business today.
Yeah.
Right. And apply that today. And the cool thing about our platform is that, you know, as soon as that interchange is created, as soon as that payment is made, that interchange becomes real and it lights up in your dashboard and you can put that in your bank account, or you can leave it in when you get paid every 30 days on that money. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. So essentially, so those that, you know, let's say you're hovering around this, you know, 2.5 or 2.1%. So you have a whole pile of expenses. You're saying, you know, maybe some about 50 vendors. I'm going to have like four or five vendors. But still, the idea here is that you're paying for them on virtually created credit cards that aren't really publicly available on the market, but you're dynamically creating these cards. And then I guess those cards are then funded through cash that's inside PayCertify. Is that correct?
Right. So essentially, if they're processing with Shopify Payments or they're processing with us, we're able to float cash too. So we'll offset our risk that way. But essentially they'll have to be funded one way or another. They can do that through an ACH, a wire. And we are going to be adding credit card as well. So they can double in on the points. It's just understanding the interchange on the back end to make it a profitable night item for both PayCertify and the merchant at the end of the day. So doing credit card and then figuring out the interchange and then being able to create a delta off of the margin based upon the interchange cost from the credit card user. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
So if you pay the credit card on the front side, there's interchange that's attached to that, right? So we have to pay that. You know, as long as it's not an American Express, a Visa, MasterCard, we could typically do it, but the margins on the back end aren't so bad. That way they can use a credit card and actually get the benefit of utilizing that credit card, but still creating virtual cards in the back end, right?
I see. So talk about regulated industries like the whole cannabis and CBD markets are obviously blowing up in Canada, and then select states now are slowly rolling this all out. So I mean, Shopify Payments currently, I think we have access to CBD merchants recently. We've kind of made a public announcement that we're okay to have them on the platform, but I believe there's kind of select payment gateways that they have recommended. I think Shopify Payments as a gateway is not currently doing the same as cannabis. So there's third parties doing all this. Do you play nicely in the CBD cannabis market?
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons why we were able to formalize our partnership with Shopify. It's not only the cash management features that give us a unique, compelling offer in the marketplace, but the fact that we're able to facilitate merchant accounts in higher risk arenas. So in CBD, not necessarily like a very chargeback problematic business, but it, you know, just the CBD in general as a business is, you know, most, some, a lot of banks don't use it. We actually take them, so we can actually do startups. Okay. All the way to big brands. Most of the banks actually out here, they only will work with you if you do like $250,000 a month or more.
Right.
The problem with that is that most people haven't been able to stabilize their processing to actually get going to the point where they're doing that much more.
Right.
So they're like, okay, cool. Well, how do I actually utilize this bank if I can start? Right? So we have the ability to play nice inside of that business. We're CBD friendly. There's a lot of other verticals that might be harder to place business for a lot of banks that we actually are very good at. And there's a lot of different industries and verticals that we tackle that most people cannot. And I think that's another big part of the reason why our partnership was solidified was because that we can reach out to these areas that Shopify's maybe not as comfortable with. So,
And it sounds like it's a gateway too, to a certain degree, that getting a merchant account in these higher risk or regulated industries. And then from there, it opens up doors. I'm saying, hey, well, we have a cash management solution too. And we were able to get you more money back. Yes, the rate might be a little bit higher because it is higher risk. That's just kind of the nature of the beast. But on the flip side, you have lots of expenses also. And we can, through interchange, get you some money back.
Right, of course. So, you know, obviously CBD, if you're a startup and you're looking to grow a business, the rates are a little bit higher, but you can offset that rate with the cash management solution, and that actually can go into effect right away. And then the biggest thing that we see e-commerce entrepreneurs utilize it for, obviously, is media, right? So the media spend, it's Facebook, Snapchat, Google, all of those. You can create cards for all of those, manage them all separately, and you can create, you know, revenue opportunities off of those. And when I say vendors, those are obviously included, but I think, you know, that resonates pretty well with the e-commerce entrepreneurs specifically. So
now let's talk about the implementation or the development part of it. Is it a fairly straightforward? Do you need like a developer to install this solution? And how does it all connect to Shopify?
The cool thing about this, though, there is no developer that's really needed for our solution. We have a JavaScript plugin, so you can plug it in. And of course, if you're a Shopify payments customer, all you got to do is plug in the values that Shopify requests. As far as getting the virtual card APIs going, so if you have a lot of payments, a lot of cash management receivables, and there's a one-to-one payment flow, so if you're trying to eliminate processing costs altogether, there's a little bit of work to do because we have to set up a one-to-one payment flow. But at the end of it, it's worth it. So if you're doing, if you're pushing large numbers, you know, and even on a good day, you know, you still have that that flat rate cost. I mean, we can help offset that cost, and so you can stay with Shopify Payments, continue to process to the moon, and we can help offset the cost in the back end with the one-to-one payment flow.
I see. Okay, that's awesome. So I'll make sure that the end of this show and the show notes when this show is produced, I'll make sure I have links to these different solutions we have, and then who can be contacted if it's you directly or a team member. It sounds like we need to have an opportunity for people that are interested in doing this sort of thing. There's likely a self-serve model, but then those larger brands, maybe on Plus and mid-market or enterprise, that really would like to really completely understand the depth of kind of what your solution can actually do, and then nice to get everybody together and discuss it. I have a pretty diverse range of listeners for this show. And if you were to get something, since you have access to a lot of entrepreneurs and you're one yourself, can you give some advice, maybe early stage entrepreneurs? What sort of things do you think they should be working on today?
Obviously, I think first and foremost is you want to actually prove out the model. So you want to make sales. You got to make sure that you actually have a viable model that you're able to scale. But then after that, and getting the right talented people is the operations and the flow of the operations. Even us as a business, going through to make it to where we are, it's obviously very hard. There's a lot of tough times and it's a tough road. It's not easy. But if you're able to stick with it, the operations and the flows of how your processes are, the processes and the people are the most important thing. So if you can build a good team, they're worth their weight in gold because you can't do it alone. And you can't make, I mean, you can make millions of dollars by yourself, but you can't really scale it to the moon without a good team. And so I would recommend just focusing on the people, but also the processes. The processes is what really kills you, especially when you scale. then you find out where all the problems are. As soon as you start actually building the brand and getting it to a place where you're doing a lot of scale, that's when you really see where the problems in the process are. And you can't really scale to the moon until you have those processes laid out. So obviously proving the model, making sure that you have something that works and people are interested and intrigued to come back, but then building out processes is I think that one of the most important things. And one of the things that I didn't do initially, and we were forced to do it at scale, and it's a lot harder to do it at scale. If you can build up the processes in the beginning, I would say that that's probably one of the most important things if you're looking to grow a big brand.
That's very cool. Now, what about those that are listening today that would be, I would say, mid-market or enterprise? So these people would essentially have a small team. That proof of concept is there. So they are selling. They're likely doing over $1 million or more. And they have a team. They want to grow and scale. Very eager. What sort of things should they be working on?
I think carving out niches inside of a bigger vertical. You guys are a platform and you guys solve a huge problem for many e-commerce entrepreneurs, right? And payments is pretty boring outside of that, right? It's just a commodity type business. So you have to do things to set value. You guys are clearly a very valuable platform, which is why people come there, right? But I think even in a big ocean, there's certain verticals and you might find an ocean that has a lot of potential. If you can figure out a way to become niche-y inside of that ocean, then it really gives you a chance to carve out a huge opportunity for yourself. I think, you know, if you're doing $1 million and you want to go to 5 million, it's creating that niche inside of a bigger vertical that allows you to do that because you can really kind of get more personal. And if you can get personal with people, I think that makes a huge difference. And you can make it relatable to a certain person that's in front of a computer screen looking why he's differentiating your product in this big ocean of products that he can purchase from. I think that's the biggest difference.
Yeah. And that makes a lot of sense though. Like, cause you really do want to find your people or your tribe. You want to find your brand loyalists. And the way to do that, I think, is to niche down specifically. I just think of a couple of brands that I manage in the beauty space, and they've been very, very particular of not carrying a huge selection, but they're very specific on the specific problems they solve and very unique original products that they are manufacturing, like some physical, like electrical products and things. So interesting. Yeah. That's why they do so well, is because that's the differentiator in the market. So it's building that proof of concept, getting out into the market and finding some early adopters that are willing to that like and enjoy the product, find who those influential people are, start sharing the message, and then, you know, and then having, as you said, the process and the people. That's really cool. Yeah, that's really good advice. Let's talk about the future now for Pace Certify. What's the 2020 roadmap going to look like, partner alignment? And just curious in general what you can share publicly.
When we started in the business, it was driven by a lot of channel sales, partner channel sales. But now since we've built the product, the cash management system, which is now a very compelling opportunity for us that we see, it's all direct acquisition. So we essentially don't rely on partner channels that much. We have big partners like Shopify and some other channels like CRM channels that send us business, but we're really focused on direct acquisition and building out that model. Really, 2020 is all about, it's going to be a tremendous scaling and growth year for us. We plan to obviously build out our partnership with Shopify in a big way. And I think there's a lot that we can do together. So I'm excited about that as well.
So we are nearing the end of the show for today. I know we can probably talk forever about this. This is so exciting because it just, you know, for me, that's one of the things that I try to figure out is that how can I help my merchants sell more and make more profit? And sometimes it doesn't necessarily, you know, sometimes, you know, improving conversion rate and lifetime value and average order value. And like, there are lots of KPIs that are important ones that you can work on, and certain tech stack things that can help that. It's push and Facebook and text message and all these different things. But your solution is a little different because this helps people or put money back in people's pockets based on things that they're already doing. And so I think that's such an interesting paradigm shift of trying to find, that's why this particular podcast episode is unique, because it's usually an app that solves a problem and it helps with something, conversion or top of funnel or lifetime value or whatever it is. On the other end, this is the payment side. This is the virtual card expense side and getting money back. So interesting. Any takeaways you want to share with our listeners today?
As far as, you know, if you're an e-commerce entrepreneur that's trying to scale and grow a brand, there's a lot of different things that you can do to enhance the revenue and build that revenue and that credibility out there in the place. I think that you want to utilize an all-in-one type of solution because you want to get away from all the other things that are distracting from the business and focus on what's making you money. Not necessarily creating. If you can actually focus on making money and streamline that revenue, but ultimately take the same consumers and then make more money with them by doing nothing different than applying a few different things inside of your business, that's a win. Because getting consumers and acquiring those consumers costs money. And if you can actually take that same consumer that you were actually profiting on already and make it more profitable, then your business is able to scale in a more seamless fashion. So I think front to back, you know, utilizing an all-in-one solution like a Shopify payments with an add-on like AP Certified, this API economy, it really allows a merchant to get the best of both worlds. You know, you can be big brand scaling, getting a fantastic rate on the front end, but ultimately offsetting that fantastic rate to almost zero if you're a merchant that's in between a consumer and a third party, and then protecting it the whole entire way. So, you know, making sure that you have all the fraud management, all that good stuff that's allowing you to scale the brand in a way that's automatic. You don't have to worry about what's happening or who's trying to steal from you. You have a system that's actually working for you day and night. And with the consumers that you're pushing through that funnel, you're able to monetize and make more money with them by doing nothing different than applying a few really cool things that we're doing on the back end with virtual cards in conjunction with your Shopify account.
We did speak offline kind of in the green room before we started recording today, and you were mentioning that you would like to, I guess, offer almost a listener-only kind of promotion. Can you share some of the details of that promo?
Absolutely. Actually, I'm glad that you asked that. And we're willing to give anybody that comes into the system and we approve with KYC, we'll give you guys a $100 Visa virtual card. Just for actually, and so you can try it out. You can see how it works in the business, and that $100 is yours. But all you have to do is sign up with the link that's inside of the e-commerce fast lane. So we know it came from Steve's podcast, and then you can utilize that to actually try out the virtual cards for yourself and see if it's a fit for your business.
Wicked. That's so awesome. Yeah. So it will be redirected. So it'll be so those listening today, ecommercefastlane.com/paycertify. So CERTIFY, pay certify. And that will redirect the landing page of all the details of how you can get this $100 virtual card just by making a small deposit into that virtual system and actually trying it out. So instead of using, you know, your same Visa or MasterCard or Amex for all of your expenses, try this solution out so you can actually start getting some of that expense money back, the interchange difference between how PayCertify works and the end vendors that you're actually paying. So Chase, thanks again for coming on the show. It's very, I always joke about this, but copious amount of notes I've written down, like life of learning. I love it. And, you know, thanks again for building this platform and sharing this opportunity with the Shopify
ecosystem. Absolutely. Thank you so much for the opportunity to talk. And Steve, I look forward to working with you in the future as well. So thanks so much.
Looking to scale your e-commerce business and implement some proven strategies to grow your brand? Don't forget about our podcast sponsor, Just Uno, the leading on-site visitor conversion platform. If you're interested in optimizing your website experience with AI-powered product recommendations, intelligent personalization, and a bunch of other amazing features to help you grow and scale, head on over to justuno.com. Don't forget about the exclusive e-commerce Fastlane discount, 15% off. Use the coupon code FASTLANE15. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of e-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.